Good day to all you beautiful radio family listeners out there. Welcome back once again to PRQ Homesteading Expanded. And we are here today on this beautiful, beautiful March 21st, 2026. The vernal equinox is upon us. The sun crosses the celestial equator, day and night balance perfectly. And in the northern hemisphere, spring officially begins. Shane, are you with us today?
I'm always with you, and I'm always swimming in the ether. I'm swimming everywhere.
I love it. Let's fly. Okay, so on that note, the earth is tilting toward life again. Seeds stir beneath the soil. Dormant roots awaken, and the creator's promise of rebirth pulses through every blade of grass, and I can't wait to get out there and play in it. In every budding branch, it's the universe reminding us nothing stays buried forever. What was frozen in the winter's grip is now rising. What was hidden emerges into light. And that, all you beautiful listeners out there, is exactly what we do when we homestead the sovereign way. We rise from the winter of corporate fiction, I like that word, debt clouds, and false titles. We reclaim what was always ours by original grant. We plant our feet on the land that's been waiting for its true heirs to stand tall. That would be me, you, and everybody out there. Today's spring energy is aligning all of us. I don't know if y'all feel it, but I certainly do. Balance is restored, light is overtaking shadow, and new growth is breaking through. Every single day, I'm definitely growing. I know all of you are. I know Shane is. We're all growing together, and it's a beautiful time. So feel the fresh wind. Touch your spirit in the here and now. Feel the shift. This is the perfect day to declare, I am aligned with the land, with the seasons, with the unbroken chain that flows from our Creator through the original patent straight to all of us on this journey of freedom and sovereignty. So when you step onto your land and begin the homesteading journey, whether you're walking an old land patent under the Homestead Act of 1862, which I have done, and which I know some of you out there have done, claiming your peace through adverse possession or inheriting the family farm, the very first thing you do is trace or create a clean, unbroken chain of title. Think of it like this. The original land patent from the federal government is the root. The patent is the irrevocable grant, the first link. Every deed, every trust transfer, every recorded document after that is another link. If even one link is missing, broken, or clouded, a missing signature, an unrecorded lien, a wild deed, the whole chain becomes weak. And the system knows it, such as banks, tax collectors, and yes, foreclosure mills. They love a weak chain because it gives them an opening slide in and say, we own this now. But remember, if they are trying to come at you, they need to prove that they have clean chain of title and that they are the true owners. So remember that. When you do it right, when you research the full chain, recover every step, file the quiet title action in your state court if there's any cloud, and then wrap it in a Lady Bird deed like they do here in Michigan, or a properly drafted revocable living trust. A lot of us Myself and a few people in my circle are learning about the living trust. You are no longer just occupying the land, you are standing on an absolute title that traces straight back to the original grant. And that's not a theory. That's the record that judges have to look at. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about the Lady Bird Deed here in Michigan, which is also known as Enhanced Life Estate Deed. And so here in Michigan, it lets a property owner keep full control of their home during their lifetime, including the right to sell, mortgage, or change beneficiaries, while automatically transferring the property to named beneficiaries upon death. It avoids probate and does not give the beneficiary any ownership rights until the owner has passes away. Here is where it becomes your shield in defense if you have to defend your patent. If they come for you knocking on the door, whatever the case may be, the first thing any competent pro se litigant or any lawyer that's defending you will demand is proof of their chain of title. In a foreclosure, demand the full assignment history. Show me the wet ink original note and every transfer. In a bankruptcy 341 meeting, you calmly state on the record the mortgage is disputed, like in my case. Creditor has not proven they are the real party in interest. In a tax sale or an eviction, kind of like Kimberly that we heard from last week, you file the quiet title and suddenly the burden flips. They have to prove their claim. You just point to your clean chain. So a lot of you are probably wondering what the quiet title is. It is an action. It's an action, a legal process used to establish clear ownership of real property, and it eliminates any disputes or clouds on the title. In a quiet title lawsuit, you ask the court to determine who the rightful owner is, to quiet any competing claims such as liens, errors in the chain of title, unknown heirs, or improper filings. Once granted, the court's judgment confirms your ownership and prevents others from later asserting claims against the property. In simple terms, it's how you clean up the title, so it is legally recognized as yours, free of challenges. So I know a lot of you that have gone down this homesteading journey. We did all the steps, but I truly believe there was one step that we missed, and that was the chain of title. And the more that I dive into this, the more that I'm starting to see that that step is really important. Because if you have a clean chain of title, it is alignment, and it's part of, the universe. And to every corporate fiction out there, this land and I are one. And so when you're connected with that chain of title, you are part of that chain. The original grant flows through you, unbroken. And then you can say, I am not a tenant in their maritime system. I am the living air on the land, rising with the spring that we are all in today, this beautiful spring day, bringing new experiences, new adventures for all of us. And I'm pretty excited about that. It will raise your frequency from fear to knowing. And when you stand in the knowing, you defend differently. You don't beg, you don't argue jurisdiction in federal court and get laughed out. You can stay in state court, federal court, whatever you want to do, file the quiet title, present the clean chain, and watch the clouds dissolve like winter frost in the equinox sun. I love it. What do you think, Shane? Isn't it?
I just love hearing your voice.
Oh.
I think it's amazing. Look, I was on Creation Lightship. I got to be honest. I didn't hear anything you said.
Good cover. I like it. That's
No,
okay. No worries.
I heard what you said. This purpose for you is so amazing, and I'm just here to support you.
I know you are. I love when you support me. You're wonderful. You do that with all of us, and we love having you as part of our family. Yeah, so thank you so much for being there. And so it is all that I'm saying is when you homestead the right way and documenting every step, which when I did this, I jumped into everything. I was going so fast, I just wanted to get it done. And had I when I look back at when I started, and I would have did it slowly and really, really connected with the documentation and learning about the chain of title. But I don't believe that I've ever heard Q talk about the chain of title. So I believe that might be a part that was important, and maybe he just put the breadcrumbs out there, hoping that we'll find the rest of the breadcrumbs. I don't know.
I think Q is trying to keep it simple and allow us to use this tool of homesteading as an opportunity to show us if we do it from the heart, people will show up to assist us in it and it will be very smooth. And if we do it from a defensive standpoint, it could be a little tougher. And I think it was really a tool to help us understand who and what we are. We've talked about this on the air, and what you're doing right now is helping so many people that are seeking this. So you're showing up for them as a presence of source, because source is within you. Ra is within you. Mermaid is within you. Q is within you. We are all grounds. We are all transmitters, and we are all receivers. And it's up to us to understand that. So this tool is a really good. This show is a good tool to assist us in this reality. However, it is also a good experience for us to understand who and what we are.
Exactly. And to know how strong we are and how we are connecting with our knowing. And when he
Right.
used to say, "You know everything," and I'm like, "What the frick is he talking about?" And I'm like, I don't know everything, but now I get it. I do. It took me a little while,
I know.
but
I
we
know you do.
got there. So when you're perfecting the chain, layering it with the trust and deeds, that actually works in present day, okay? Because I'm also learning about trust, and that is a good protection, and we're going to get into that here shortly. So you're not just protecting the dirt on your land, you're protecting everything. You are building the sanctuary that cannot be taken by anyone. You are giving your children and your grandchildren a root title that no bank could ever sever. And that is the expanded PRQ way. Renewed today under this beautiful balanced sky. You trace it, you clean it, you record it, defend it with love, with truth, and with the unbreakable chain that says, "This is mine by original grant, by sovereign will, and by the turning of the seasons." I like that. So, who's ready to pull their chain of title this spring? Okay, so send us an email, call in, and let's walk through it together. Because your chain is clean. The system has no hook left in you. So share your stories. And with that, Shane, I'm going to let you share the call-in lines with everyone.
You didn't send it to me this time, Robin.
I did. It's in your email. Oh my gosh, are you serious? You're fired.
Okay.
That's okay.
I received the YouTube video, but I didn't receive the.
Okay, I send it to you later. No biggie. I'll go ahead and do it. Okay, you
I
should
look. I still love you. I do. I love you.
I
I'm sorry. I'm just floating. I'm all over the place right now.
know. It sounds
Oh,
like you just.
you know what? BBS Radio just gave it to me. He just gave it to me.
All right.
Everybody, please call in. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear your harmonics. We want to hear what you're going through, and we want to share experiences with you. Please call us at 888-627-6008. That is 888-627-6008. And our direct line is 323-744-4831. That is 323-744-4831. And I am just going off road here with it. So I'm just going to say thank you, Robin. We are taking donations. Robin's going to take a shout out to our sponsors. Robin, take it away.
All right. So as everybody knows, Nano-Ogis, the show is sponsored by them. Nano-Ogis isn't your average formula. It's frequency medicine for the modern life. I know, I use it. Designed to restore balance, clarity, and vitality. I like that one. At the cellular level, every spray is a promise of integrity, energy, and elevated living. Experience the shift with Nano-Ogis for mind, body, and skin. And as someone training intensely for the National Physiques Competition coming up in May, live here in Grand Rapids, I can hardly wait. I've found nanoOGIS to be my game changer in regard to my training and nutrition regimen, plus the multifunctional repair spray, which has been incredibly incredible for my skin, keeping it youthful, hydrated, soft, and resilient, even under stress and training demands. So check them out at nanoogis.net and use your promo or use our promo code PRQHOME15 for 15% off your first order. Your cells and your glow will thank you. I promise you that. So, just a quick disclaimer, with love and intention, we welcome spring's fresh bloom on this week's show, a season of renewal, growth, and bright new energy. This is a heartfelt space for sharing experiences, not a substitute for professional advice on health, finances, law, or life's deeper paths. Although Shane is there to rescue you if you need to be rescued. Always
Oh, I'm always there.
consult.
I'm the best swimmer out there. If you're drowning, I can swim. I can swim deep. I can swim miles, 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 and miles.
I love it. I love it. So always consult a qualified expert with an open heart. So let's blossom together. So before we get started, you guys, I came across a couple of videos about the real estate industry. And I just wanted to share a few things for to all you people out there, the new people that are listening that haven't done a homestead, that are interested and own your homes and are retired and know that you're free and clear. Guess what? You probably want to really work on that chain of title after you hear these next videos. And they come from Epic Real Estate. It is a YouTube channel. And this is just for informational purposes only. And if you want to check it out, you can go to YouTube to check out their videos. It's Epic Real Estate. And so, BBS, if you don't mind, you could cue up the first audio. Okay, and so what he's talking about, and I know the case very well because I actually listened to the attorney talk about it. But in regard to the equity, where they said that the law has changed, and here are the states that have changed the law, and the ones that have not. And so there's a website, it's called homeequitytheft.org. And when you go to the website, a map comes up of the United States. And the first state in red that allows home equity theft is, yes, Illinois. The only state that is in red. The next one, the yellow, permits home equity theft in limited situations. Interesting. And those states are Montana, Iowa, Nevada, Texas, Louisiana, and Alaska. And now, the ones where the laws are in place to protect home equity is every other state except for the states that allow the shadow equity theft. And those states are Arizona, New York, guess what? Michigan, and Shane, Alabama Slamma.
How do you know my nickname? How did you know my nickname?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so this
There
text.
is a caller on line one, just
Oh,
to let
there
you know.
is?
Yeah,
Okay, well,
Arrow's called in. She's calling
Errol's
in.
calling in. All right. Okay,
Sorry
Errol,
to interrupt you.
come on on.
Hello.
Hi, Errol.
Hi, Robin.
How are
I
you?
just.
Welcome. I'm
Hello?
sorry, darling, we can hardly hear you.
Oh, there.
There you go.
I took it off speaker. Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Sorry about that. I knew I had to take it off speaker.
No worries.
Robin, you mentioned, I wonder why Q didn't tell us about this title stuff.
Yeah, the chain of
And
title.
it's just so off. It's
Maybe he did, and I missed
no,
it.
it's so Robin, it's so obvious what you're doing. And I want to thank you personally at what you've gone through, how you've gone through it, and what you're doing with this show. I got to be one of your biggest fans. I am
Aww.
always cheering you on. You going through this stuff personally has brought the humanness to it. You know, if I was listening to Q just tell me about titles, I really wouldn't get the humanism in it. You know, he's beyond humanism maybe or something, but just hearing you personally and watching all of this stuff, it was I seen the stress when you started, and last week's show, I was jumping up and down for you. You had so much peace in you, and it just showed all over the place. And I appreciate all that you've had to go through. And you caught my attention the very day that you called in, and you were just screaming, "I did it! I did it! I have my homestead!" And I just want to do it too. I just ain't in the right. I ain't back home yet. So when, you know, this summer, we'll see where I can get with it. But I just wanted to thank you for going through all of this and learning it so that you could teach us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And she's getting to a peaceful place while she's going through
I
it.
am. It is exactly.
That's the whole point of the
It
experience, you know.
yeah, and
yeah, it showed.
what I've learned, Shelley, is that it's the fear that stops us. And when it comes up and you start to become aware of it, and you know that it's not real, and that's where you rise above it, is that you know that your heart, go into the heart. That's where your strength is, 100%.
So you're saying that this was a great
100%.
tool. You're saying this was a great experience for you to understand that it's not real, and that you're shedding things, and this tool is helping you do it. There's a golden nugget in this experience that has nothing to do with this reality, is basically what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. Thank you, Q Junior.
Hey, I am all that is and all that will ever be.
Hey, I'm gonna you got a new nickname. I think it's Alabama Flamma.
Oh, bam. Oh,
Oh,
yeah, I like that one. I like it. Thank you so much, Shelly, for calling in. We love you. Thank you, Julia.
thank you, Robin. Carry on.
All right, darling. And we have
Thank
Karen online too. So let's bring Karen on real quick.
you. Oh,
Karen.
Karen.
Hello.
Well, hello, twice in one day. I love it.
I know. I just had to call and support you guys and
Oh.
appreciate everything that you're doing. It sounds like Shane's doing a lot of swimming today.
I'm swimming on the last show, I'm swimming on this show, and I'm swimming.
He's really into the swimming today. That's what
Yeah.
I'm hearing. That's what I'm and I like the new nickname. That's interesting.
Alabama.
Exactly.
I can't tell you on the air what my old nickname used to be, but it was some of the same stuff, but I'm just here having.
I think the nickname is Playa. Just
Not
kidding.
not player.
I think he's just having some fun today. We usually have a little bit more of a serious Shane, but this is fun.
Well,
He's
you know,
channeled
Shane
your
had to
inner
take
Q, huh?
Shane had to take a back seat on today's show. We had to give
Oh.
him a little bit of a break, so we're allowing Source to
Yeah,
flow today, and
letting Q through on this one, surprise.
there we go. He loves playing too. Ooh, he loves playing.
Yeah, and he sounds like Elvis
Oh,
sometimes. All right, Karen, thank you so much. How are things going for you? Everything well?
we were talking about it earlier, and I appreciate everything that you're doing for everyone out there, and like you're the boots on the ground, and you're doing this. I mean, and quite frankly, I watched what you're doing, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I will do it. It's just, I appreciate you laying the path for us. So thank
Yeah.
you.
Yes, no problem at all. And if that's how I get to serve humanity in whatever way I can, 100% into it. Okay, thank you,
Yep.
Robin. Thank you so much for
Thank you,
thank
Karen.
you, and you guys have a beautiful day.
You too.
Always. All right. So when taxation really is theft. It's a popular trope in some circles. Taxation is theft. We all know that. Unfortunately, taxes are necessary to fund public services, so they say, and infrastructure. But it's really funny how a lot of the money is not really going into that. Isn't that interesting? But in the States, colored red in the map above, which is, we all know, Chicago or Illinois, tax laws allow government to take dramatically more than what is owed. Taking what is necessary to recover a debt is just, but taking more is theft. Okay? And so there's a lot of that going on. And for those of you that own your homes, you need to really look at living trust and chain of title. And we're gonna queue up the next clip and go ahead, BBS, and this will give some more information in regard to that. Yeah, hear that? Cleanest target on the list. And here you thought, oh, I'm gonna retire and everything's just gonna be so great from there on. Nobody's gonna mess with me. All I gotta do is pay some property taxes and hope they don't go up to where I can't afford them, right? Okay, so they were talking about another family that went to the Supreme Court, and it is the Pong family out of Mount Pleasant here in Michigan. And what happened is their mother and father had passed away, and the property was passed over to them. And the township said that they owed $2,200 in back taxes. But they said, no, we're not behind on taxes. And of course, they went back and forth. And then finally, the county or the city took over. They evicted them from the property. They took the property. They sold it for $79,000. It was valued at 100 and or almost 200,000. They sold it, got $79,000. No, excuse me, 76. They took the property tax out, pocketed the rest, and then the person that bought the house flipped it and sold it for 195,000. Okay, so they ended up going to the Supreme Court and they won the case, but the lawyer thinks he did a good job by getting them the $76,000. He's patting himself on the back. We won, we won. No, to me, that's not a win. The win is that the family gets their house back. They get restitution for pain and suffering, and the people that did it to them need to go to jail for fraud. Okay? So that's a win. That's a win right there. Not, oh, here's the little bit of money you get to have back after we disrupted your entire life. Okay? So that kind of stuff needs to stop. It really does. I'm sorry. Did I get emotional there? Let me pull that back a little bit. All right. So we got one more clip that we're going to go into. Go ahead, BBS. Yeah, very interesting. And again, the Supreme Court ruled in 2023 that the home equity theft is unconstitutional, yet there are still states that are doing it. And there are actually more than a dozen. Anyway, that website, once again, is homeequitytheft.org if you want to check it out. And then there is another one called hidemyequity.com, I do believe is the one. We'll try to put it into on the show page for informational purposes, if you want to check it out. So, what you need to do is look at your deed, protect it, and get proper ownership structure. Starting point revocable living trust. Okay. Clean estate plan. Okay. And again, hidemyequity.com is where you can go to get information on that. So, those of you that do own your house, you're not out of the woods. All right, don't just sit back. Be prepared. Get your homestead going. Make sure that you're doing the chain of title and get it in a living trust. Now, I didn't do that because I didn't know about it. And again, the chain of trust, I do believe, was the missing link. And there was a woman that Q talked about in one of his shows. And as I said, I think I mentioned her last week. I spoke with her again today, and she's going to get some case law that she has that she's going to try to find and send to me in regard, because she shared with me how important the chain was, and I really didn't pay attention to it until just recently because of what I'm going through. So that is key. And once you have that, and to be honest with you, when Tina was on the show, her and I had just started doing that, and we got to a point where we had to stop because I have four different parcels. And each parcel is going to have a chain of title. So that's a lot of work. I would rather find somebody who does it for a living, say, here, I'll pay you to do it. Because I just don't have the time to dive into something like that. We'll
Well,
see.
just ask Source to show up for you. Somebody show up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Of course.
Try it.
Yeah.
Experience. I'm telling you, experience it. When they show up, just be aware that they're there.
Yep. And I'll send it
It's
on a silver platter. How's that?
just that easy. It really is.
I know. As a matter of fact, I did it the other day after you and I had a chat. So thank you.
Right.
Okay, so Kimberly was on the show last week, everybody, and she's done all of this. She did her patent. She's done the chain of title. But the one thing that I mentioned earlier, I can't. It's not coming to me right now. Oh gosh, and I don't want to scroll back because I'll lose my place. But she's behind 3 years. Okay, she's not paid her property taxes, and she said it was okay for me to share this. $50,000. I'm like, how do you get that much in property taxes in 3 years? I mean, really? I don't think property taxes is that much, is it? Do you have property tax like that, Shane?
Depends on, I don't personally, but I don't have three properties. I don't, it depends on where she's at. A lot of factors, a lot of things factor in with that.
Well, she's not in
But,
Hollywood. And for the
to report back on what you're saying about how they bundle all these titles and everything and they sell them in a lump sum with Wall Street.
Yep, mortgage-backed securities,
Well,
MBS.
Trump just actually put an end to all that when he a lot of people didn't catch on to it, but he basically said that these hedge funds groups are no longer allowed to buy large groups of real estate. That's what he meant by that. So he actually signed an executive order that prevents that from happening anymore. So
And does that work?
there is a transition that's happening, but it's happening very softly for the
Okay.
new financial system. So.
Okay, and how is state and local government going to look at that? Because usually Trump says the governors can do what they want. Is that going to be enforced at the state and local level?
Everybody needs to understand this is a military operation going on. Trump is just the hood ornament of a Cadillac that's being driven by the military.
Okay.
Okay, he's just a figure. This has been a plan that's been going on for many, many years, put into place to end this. So, with that being said, just sit back and enjoy the show. It's already happened.
All right,
Don't
will do.
try not to get caught up in the emotional triggers within us that are created. Yes, there are still systems in America right now, in the United States, that are still operating illegally, but you'll start to see that once that happens to you, they kind of expose themselves and they tend to disappear completely right after that. So
Yeah.
just be patient. We'll be okay.
I think so. I feel that you are absolutely correct on that for sure. So thank you for that, Shane.
No
So
worries.
want to kind of talk a little bit about allodial title, the highest title, not generally available or achievable in the US right now, according to state and local government. And now this is their perception. This is not my perception. I'm just trying to see it from the other side. So in the United States, true allodial title, meaning complete ownership without any obligation to superior authority, means no property taxes, no eminent domain risk, no recording requirements. It does not exist for private land owners in the way described. All land is held in fee simple, the highest common form of ownership, which is subject to government powers like taxation, eminent domain, police power, and escheat. Now, I looked that word up, but I can't remember what it means. So what they're saying is no patents are still being issued for private land in a way that grants new allodial title status. Historical federal land patents, like from the 1800s, which is what we've done, conveyed fee simple or fee simple title, not true allodial title. The claims of accepting or bringing forward an old land patent, recording notices, or removing property from the county recorder to achieve allodial status are common in sovereign citizens or similar circles, but lack legal validity. Courts generally reject them as myths or ineffective against taxes and foreclosure. And I heard that from a guy when I went to the sale of my foreclosure. Oh, that's just conspiracy theory stuff. That's not real stuff. That's the internet garble, is what he said. Okay. So a lot of people do believe that. So some state constitutions, such as Nevada, Texas, Arkansas, Wisconsin, Minnesota, mention allodial lands to reject feudal tenures, but this does not eliminate property taxes or government authority. Nevada once had a limited program pre-2000s for paying a lump sum of future taxes on a primary residence to get a certificate, but it was restricted, costly, and later discontinued or ineffective against ongoing obligations. So removing a deed from the county recorder via FOIA requests, notices, or self-created forms does not convert title to allodial. It eliminates taxes or strip jurisdiction. Recording protects your interest publicly. Unrecording it risks losing proof of ownership against third parties. These steps do not legally create allodial title, avoid taxes, or remove jurisdiction. They can lead to legal issues like tax liens, invalid claims, or wasted effort. Okay, so that's how they see it. And you got to kind of look at both sides and how they view, the homestead process. Okay, so to ensure the property is paid off and free of encumbrances, no mortgage, liens, or loans, any note holder, lender retains priority regardless of title changes. Research the original land patent, obtain a copy of the historical federal land patent via BLM, which we all have done, those of us that have done this, for your parcel. Proponents claim that traces back to patent land. Declare or accept the patent in your name. Create and file the affidavits, notices, which we all did. I've done that process. Or declarations claiming assignees' rights to the patent, asserting allodial possession. Now, I'm not sure what that means. That could be the forever benefits in regard to how they word this. Serve constructive notice to agencies and the county, which is what you do when you file it at the Register of Deeds. So you can remove or pull the property from the county recorder, file a notice or request to unregister the deed or deed of trust. You can use a custom form if no official one exists. As the speaker notes, counties vary and may ignore requests. Avoid actions that compromise it. No mailbox. We've been told many a times, get rid of our mailboxes, right? Now I know why. Seen as an inviting jurisdiction. So if you have a mailbox, you're inviting the jurisdiction to drop the crap letters off. No recording, new documents. Stay off public systems. Yeah, that's our goal. So why doesn't this work in practice? Government retains paramount titles, taxes continue, eminent domain applies, police jurisdiction isn't barred, many attempting this face enforcement actions. So in Kimberly's case, she has been dealing with the authorities quite a bit. And yeah, it hasn't been good for her. And I hope that she comes out of this good and gets out of the fear and gets into her heart, because that's where she's gonna thrive. I know she will. But everybody's on their own journey, and how they navigate through it is their choices, correct?
It depends on where they're coming from. If they're coming from the heart, or they're coming from the mind of fear. That's the two main differences. I
Yep, that is true, because I've been there. I've been there,
know.
and
You reckon
it's no fun. No fun at
it.
all.
At some point, you look back and you say, I created that. My goodness.
I did, and you know.
Source, God, why did we have to go through this? Well, you wanted to experience this, so we're allowing you to experience it.
Yep, and you know the beautiful thing is that I actually became aware of it, and
That is amazing.
I know I woke up one morning and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And yeah, it just dissipated right after that. There was no more.
It's when people like yourself come aware of that on this journey. That is a form of the highest of abundance that I can receive, is the fact that I get to experience that with you. That's the greatest form of abundance for me, receiving that, help, being able to assist you and help you in this journey and watching you grow. That by far means more to me than anything else in this reality.
Oh, you're so beautiful. I love you. Seriously, you're awesome. We all love you. And thank you for being our rock. Seriously,
Yeah.
because you've helped so many of us, and we truly appreciate you, Shane, from the heart.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Y'all have helped me understand who and what I am on this journey. I mean, we're all here for each other from the heart. From the heart.
From the heart, big time. So here's some practical advice for property owners. Now, I don't feel too really good about this because I really don't know how much real estate attorneys know, but I did know a beautiful real estate attorney at one time, and she's not with us anymore. And sending her love, and I know she's with us, but just not physically right now. But consult a licensed real estate attorney in your state. In Michigan, based on your like location for accurate title review, but again, they're probably trained to go with the system, and they may not know, but they might know some stuff. So maybe it might not be a bad idea to consult a real estate attorney. So trusts can offer probate estate benefits, but don't create allodial status or block tax loans. But when you take your property and all your assets and put it into a living trust, there is a system in place to where it can't be touched, I do believe. Do you have one, don't you, Shane?
I have a foundation.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's
And
kind of it's like a trust. No one owns it, and no one can take it from it. And there's only an executive director on it.
okay. All right. Well, it's similar probably to a living
Yeah,
trust, right?
it is. It is. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So focus on clear fee, simple title, paying off debts, and proper estate planning. If you own your home, please, please do the research. It's not over just because you're retired and you don't have payments anymore. All right. They're watching you guys more than anybody because you're paid off and your equity is rising and you're like a diamond in the rough is the way they're seeing it. And they actually, I found out too, there was another video. Maybe I'll share that next week. Well, the week after, because we're going to make a little announcement after the show. I didn't tell you about it, Shane, but I'll share it with you live.
I'm so excited about surprises. I get so excited. I'm so excited about
Excited.
surprises.
I'm so excited. Woo!
I just can't hide it.
Oh, I love it. So they have a kill switch like they do in your cars on your house. They are watching your house and how you
Robin, let's quit scaring people on the air. Let's quit scaring people.
But just be aware of it. And you can actually go to Zillow or something like that and find out how much the assessor is assessing your house. And I think there's a number or something on there that you can tell whether you are on the watch block. So make sure you're doing your research, even though you own your house and you're retired, and just protect everything. So we're going to talk about why people go through the effort of creating full chain of title and then accepting or declaring their rights under the original land patent. First, the land patent is basically the original contract from the United States government to the first private owner. So a couple of weeks ago, I wasn't sure if when you have a homestead, if you're a private owner, there's your answer. You are. Okay. So their heirs and assigns forever. Okay, it's like the highest level deed issued way back when the federal government transferred public land into private hands. The idea is that this patent is a binding private agreement, and once you're properly connected to it, no state can mess with your rights under it. Okay, now this is coming from the other side. See, there's two sides. There's the matrix, and then there's heaven.
But you can anchor heaven on this earth.
Yes, that is true, because we're turning it into heaven on earth. That is for sure.
Each and every one of us can experience it immediately.
Bam! Alabama slams it again. I love it. Okay, so this ties directly into the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, the Contracts Clause. It says no state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contracts. That means states can make laws and weaken or break valid contracts. Yes, we all know that. Proponents argue this protects the land patent as an unbreakable deal between you, as the assignee, and the original grantor, the United States. All right, so do you see why the chain of title is really an important link here? Because when you quit claim that deed, you really need to have everything else in between connected to you to be solid if you ever have to go in front of the judge. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It's good to be prepared when you go in front of a judge, but more importantly, they're all a part of it,
Yeah, that is
right?
true.
So asking the right, saying the right words, and on being putting things on, getting things on record that they don't want on record as you're in the courtroom. If this is the experience you want to go through, for people out there, just knowing someone when you pray to God, or when you ask spirit, or command your source to put someone in your path that can assist you with this, somebody will show up that understands this. There's resources out here. There's a lot of us that are going through it. Robin could probably connect you to just about anybody that has anything to do with the court system to
Yeah.
get you some assistance here and now that can. It's a process, as you can see, going through with we're going with, we're going through it together. Robin is going through this with y'all on the air, sharing her life with you on the air, going through it. And they're still out there. They're still doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, and they're in fear now. Don't think that they're not in fear of what they're doing. They're
Yeah.
in fear, and their fear surfaces as well, right? You're not just our fear. But the people that aren't doing the things the proper way, they're in fear of getting arrested, because there are a lot of arrests going on that has to do and pertain to this stuff. So they are actually going to manifest their fear because they know that system's going down, and they're going to end up exposing themselves consciously.
Yeah.
So just understand that this is the psyop. This is what's really going on. The operation is really, they call it Christ consciousness, is what they call it. But in reality, the light is here, and people's thoughts and their actions are showing up in their reality, and it's exposing each and every person that's doing things that they shouldn't be doing. The
Exactly.
military and Trump is just creating the fear that exposes it. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly.
They're
And
actually exposing themselves.
right. And and there's also, you got to remember, some of those people are just doing their job and they don't really know that they're doing not so good things. So that's the other side of it too. So when the chain of title is the key step, it's like a complete ownership history, starting from the original patent on one end and linking it all the way through every sale, transfer, or conveyance to your current deed on the other end. You need to prove there's no break in the chain, meaning no missing deeds, no forgotten final conveyances. Like after a contract for the deed is paid off, but the seller never issued a warranty deed, would be one example, or other gaps that could cloud the title. So, why this matters? If there's a break, your connection back to the patent isn't solid. If the chain is complete and unbroken, you can then file a formal acceptance or declaration of the land patent. See, this is why I feel like that was a step before the declaration, which is one of the steps we did. The document declares, I accept the rights, the title, and interest passed down from the original patent to me as the rightful heir or assignee. It's often described as adding the final golden link that fully vests you in all patents protections. Important note, every land patent is a bit different. Okay, and so read the actual wording on yours carefully. I did look at mine and it's really hard to read. So I'm going to have to get a magnifying glass so I can make out the words. The goal here is to strengthen your claim, showing an unbroken line of ownership back to the source is presented as a way to affirm your strongest possible title under the law. Okay, so make sure that if you do this, that this is one of the things that you do in the process of your homestead. All right. So there was so much more information. I always have more information than what I need because I'm always worried that I'm going to run out of time. And I still
There's
have.
that word again. There's that word again.
Oh, take that back. Scratch, scratch. So Shane and I have decided summer is coming and we're going to discuss this with BBS so they don't know. But we are going to probably go back to 2 times a month versus every week. because it is summer and I want to play at the beach and I want to do some traveling. And so spring is here and I'm feeling lots of beautiful things coming our way. So we probably won't have a show next week. I think our next show will be in April. So we will announce that to BBS. I probably should have did it before the show, but that's a wrap for today on PRQ Homesteading Expanded here on BBS Radio. A huge thank you to all of our amazing listeners for joining us. You make this community what it is. Shane and I are signing off now to head out and soak up the beautiful spring weather. Shane is going to go swim. I'm going to go in the backyard. Stay grounded. Keep your homesteading your way. And we'll catch you next time. Take care, everyone. We love you so much and happy spring.
Good night.